Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
John Hines back with you on this Friday afternoon, late afternoon, evening here. What are we looking at? 4:08. Glad to be along. Thank you for having me, for being a part of the show with me. Paul Douglas will be back sometime next week. Jordana Green will ultimately be moving with Adam Carter to the 9 to noon spot. And then Paul Douglas will become the chief meteorologist for WCCO Radio. That'll be a win-win, as Jason DeRussia will take over this spot. So, and he plans, I think, to have a cookout every Friday, and you'll all be invited downtown for it. No, I shouldn't be talking like that, because some of you actually might show up, and that would be wrong on lots of different levels. So, hey, let's do this. I want to talk about this story because it started in the news last week when I was filling in. And it was a suggestion that was published in the New York Times. Some people who wrote, after talking with families, there was a suggestion from some of those at Sandy Hook Elementary that perhaps the photos of the carnage, the students in the classroom, and then ultimately spurred to the conversation regarding Uvalde, Texas, is perhaps those photos should be published and shown to the public. And you could put up sort of disclaimers or notices saying, hey, just to alert you, they do it in the evening news all the time, some of these images may be disturbing, so you're invited to look away. But the idea that maybe that would raise the level of discourse or debate. And later in that half hour when I was on last Wednesday last week now, I had a conversation with John Woodrow Cox, a reporter for the Washington Post, who suggested, I think on CNN, that some of those images, and again, this would be on approval of the families of the victims, so you wouldn't just take them, but there's crime scene photos of all of these situations, that they would be made available. John Woodrow Cox said at least they should be required viewing for lawmakers. If they're going to make that choice and say that anybody should have access to guns such as the ARs, the AR-15, that then they should, if they're going to make that choice and say everybody can have one, then they should at least know or see what can happen. And when we were having this discussion, the subject came up that ultimately these were, you know, weapons meant for, you know, the military to carry. They weren't intended for, you know, everyday, all too often, use. And somebody shared a text saying, well, they deer hunt with their AR-15. Okay, that's interesting. I've seen many. I mean, I'm the only one in my family that doesn't deer hunt. My brothers, I've got, you know, brothers who are all avid hunters. I'm the only one who doesn't. It just never fit into my schedule. But those that do, anyway, many, many hunters that I know are proud to show off their deer that they have taken down during the annual deer harvest. And I don't know if some of these deer have been shot with an AR, but with an AR-15, because supposedly they're no different, as one texter said, no different than hunting with a deer rifle. Well, then if that's the case, and if you're proud to display the photos of your deer, then you should have no image or no problem with the images of these victims of shootings by AR-15s. So let's take that route. Let's go that direction with it. And I want to invite you to comment on that, because this all centered around the top of the article. The attention was raised regarding the 1972 image. It was 50 years ago this week. 50 years ago this week that we were all made aware of the Napalm Girl. Kim Phuc Van Thi. She was in, oh gosh, I don't remember the name of the village. But it had been napalmed accidentally by South Vietnamese military who thought that there were Viet Cong there. She remembers saying this, because now she is an adult, and this was around the 50th anniversary of the publication of that image, which was in so many of the magazines and newspapers that we saw across this country. I thought to myself, I'm a little girl. I am naked. Why did he take that picture? Why didn't my parents protect me? All these decades later, though, she says her mind has been changed. She argues there is something to be gained from these horrific images of war, and even of school shootings, which are the domestic equivalent of war. She remembers hating the photographer. The man's name was, it was a Pulitzer Prize-winning photo. The man's name was Utt, who should be mentioned, actually took her to safety and got her immediate medical treatment after shooting that picture. But she said at the time, we're not symbols, we're human. We must somehow go on. She said she grew up just wishing to be able to disappear. But now today, her life has changed. After defecting to Canada and having a new life, she travels to war-torn countries to provide medical and psychological assistance to children victimized by war. I hope, she says, I hope to also offer a sense of possibilities. I can't say 50 years later that I'm glad that Nick Utt captured that moment. I'm proud that in time I've become a symbol of peace. So your thoughts on sharing images like this, and as John Woodrow Cox said, at least share them with the lawmakers who have the opportunity to share these weapons with Americans everywhere. I want you to text to me and share your thoughts on this. And again, these images would not be shown without the permission of the families. So many families in Sandy Hook now are saying, yes, go ahead, make them available. And I'm sure that there are some, you know, these parents who had to go to the school just to be able to identify the children, oftentimes using DNA, the children who they had seen go out the door only a few hours earlier. Otherwise, they were unidentifiable without DNA. Or that pair of green Converse tennis shoes that we have seen. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. You can text or call on that number. And I invite you to do it now. And I'll share your text comments and your calls. Do you feel, I mean, you're proud to display the deer you've shot with your AR-15, and it's still recognizable as a deer. I don't know how that works, that these parents can't recognize their children. But you, anyway, 651-461-9226. A chance for you to text or call on that number. We'll share both with you when we continue at News Talk 830 WCCO. Some of your texts, and again, I'm reading your texts and I don't get the same context. So this is why I invite you to call to 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. But the couple of texts along those lines regarding, you know, the publication of the photos of these crime scenes. They're crime scenes. That's what they are, obviously. They're crime scenes. One interesting side note, when I was on that Wednesday last week, and then on again on Friday, there had only been 4 mass shootings in that time frame. So it was just a whole different narrative. We could talk about something else. Here's a text from a friend of ours who says an AR-15 is the same as any other rifle. They just look scary. Semi-auto. I know many hunters that shoot deer with them. And apparently this same texture, I'm guessing it's the same texture, gets into the ballistics of it all. Close-range shot will explode the object due to the gases leaving the barrel. Long range will just leave a little hole. So, if the shooter, I don't understand what their point is. Somebody else does say this, though. Using photos of dead children for political purposes is disgusting. Well, don't use it. Just use it to show the lawmakers. Don't make it publicly available then. Because, you know, these same lawmakers are the ones who decide what firearms you can and can't have. For the same reason that lawmakers decided a long time ago you couldn't have automatic weapons. So, 651-461-9226. Here's a text that says, I think it relates to the number of shots fired in placement on the child versus the deer. Oh, I bet it has a lot to do with that. I bet it has a lot to do with that. But some of these parents have gone so far as to say, yes, make the images available. Publish those images of the crime scenes in these cases and share those images. 651-461-9226 if you want to share your thoughts on this. Tim's in Nisswa. Tim, hey, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on WCCO. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, John. Good to hear your voice. Say that texter that called in that said an AR-15 platform rifle is the same as any other semi-automatic rifle, they are flat out wrong. The basic operating mechanism is the same, but what is different in an AR platform rifle, they are designed to cycle quicker. The barrels are designed to cool faster so you can push more rounds through them without damaging the barrel, and they are designed to accessorize with all kinds of accessories, including high-capacity magazines, clips, which are not available for most hunting rifles. So yes, while some people choose that platform to hunt deer, it is absolutely false to say that rifle is no different than any other semi-automatic rifle. I have 4 semi-automatic rifles at home, and none of them accept readily made accessories to shoot 30 rounds without damaging the barrel in rapid succession.
Tim, I'm going to say just thanks for calling in. I don't understand because, you know, not a hunter or, well, I shouldn't say I'm not a shooter because I'm a fan of shooting sports, all shooting sports. So I get that part of it. So I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Here's a text that says, people probably think there is a tiny little hole. Imagine what these kids saw as each child was shot. The horror they went through. Another text says, why are AR-15s allowed for the general public? I think a lot of people do wonder that. The AR, if I'm not mistaken, it just come to stand. It doesn't really mean assault rifle. It's the AR comes from, I believe, the Armalite company. Armalite. I think Armalite. I think that's, and then it just became an AR instead of an Armalite 15. But I believe the Armalite company designed them or created them initially for the military. So that's a thought. Using photos of dead children for political purposes is disgusting. Well, don't use them for a political purpose. Just use them for an educational purpose then. Take the political part of it out. 651-461-9226. Share your text. Here it says, John, I was in Vietnam, 1969. That picture of the little girl will be forever embedded in my mind, forever. So they want to say, wish every 18-year-old would serve in the military for a couple of years. Well, that's a different matter altogether, a different subject than the discussion here. Here, now another text regarding Tim who called in. Tell that guy shut up. Laugh out loud. He has no clue. My buddy has a 9mm rifle that has 37-round banana clip. I'm sure you can buy modified clips for all of these. Why don't we beef up school security, get children needed mental health, and train and arm teachers? Well, I think that's an ongoing thing. So another text says, despite the patents expiring, Colt retained the trademark of the AR-15 and is the sole manufacturer now to label their firearms AR-15, although Colt owns the AR trademark. The AR stands for Armalite Rifle. Okay, that's what I thought. Not assault rifle. That's what I was saying. Exactly. Thanks. I thought I had that right. So tell that guy to shut up. Quit politicizing it overall. Banning guns won't stop this. Hold on. A small part is a lot of it. Banning guns won't stop this. A small part is a lot of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Arc Raiders. a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Is society nowadays. Look at the constant hate, protesters, riots, name-calling. Everyone keeps shoving and pushing. I don't like this. Then protest. I don't like that. Not. Riot. We're more divided than ever. So sad. So, 651-461-9226. I'll show you. Here's a text that says they would worry about people becoming desensitized. I don't think, this is what Kim was saying about that photo of her from 1972. And it did not desensitize people. It changed the entire narrative at the time on the Vietnam War, because prior to that, it was so distant. We didn't understand. I got to get this time out in here. It's 4:30. We'll take a break. We'll get the latest traffic and weather. And then when we continue, I'll share some more calls and texts if you keep them coming. So thanks for being a part of this. 651-461-9226. We'll be right back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Just before the break, a text from a friend of ours says, I did not become a teacher so I can pack a gun in my classroom. Another text says, let's see here. Always enjoy listening to you. I listen to WCCO on the app. Is anyone at the station aware that one of the sponsors of the app is Silencer Central? I don't know that. I don't control that, and I don't think anybody on our staff here controls that. But I didn't know you could have silencers. That's just another issue altogether. Let me see, what else have I got that I can share with you? When the Second Amendment was written, the flintlock is what was available. The founders had no idea that we would come with 30-shot magazines that could be duct-taped and flipped together and fire 60 damn rounds in a minute. Let me talk to Walt, who's been standing by. Walt, hey, thanks patient for waiting so patiently. You're 437 News Talk 830 WCCO. What have you got on this?
I was just listening, and I've been listening many times about the guns in our society. I'm an old dog, and I hunted deer and pheasants and ducks and you name it. I probably shot more of those creatures than most people in the U.S. I started out with single-shot 22 and a single-shot shotgun, and then I finally moved up to a pump when I could afford to buy them. But anyway, we don't need AR-15s in this society. And I'm going to give you a little background.
Okay, be quick, though, because I got... Walt, be quick, because I've got a glut of callers here.
Yeah, okay. I had an uncle that was in World War II. I hunted with him many times, and he landed on D-Day on Omaha Beach. He was in the Battle of the Bulge, and he came up on Buchenwald, the death camp. He said, the only reason why you have a fully automatic gun like an AR-15 is to kill people in a hurry, and a lot of people. He said, the society does not need those dangerous weapons out there. All they do is kill people and in a hurry. He said,
all right.
They must be brain dead to be thinking that way.
Walt, I appreciate the call very much. Thanks. But there are people, though, who said that they have their AR-15 not for killing people, but for deer hunting. So let me talk to Diane. Diane is standing by on the line. Diane, good afternoon. Thanks for taking time with us on WCCO. What have you got?
Good to hear you, John. I just thinking about juxtaposing those horrific pictures of the dead children with their ultrasound pictures from before they were born, and then tagging that with the pro-lifers and Second Amenders, Second Amendment folks, the pro-life that all life matters, along with the Second Amendment that no, my right to hold a gun matters more. I just think that would be a very powerful juxtaposition of stances.
That's an interesting commentary. To share those photos. And maybe they don't share them publicly, you know, image-wide for everybody. Maybe they are shared only with lawmakers, as was suggested. Hey, thanks for calling in. I do appreciate that. Let me get to Pat in Southern Minnesota. How you doing, Pat? What did you want to share on this topic about publishing? We're talking about publishing these photos because they're crime scene photos, and perhaps making lawmakers aware of the carnage that comes or that can come with an AR-style rifle.
Yes, they need to see it because I carried the Forerunner, the M16, when it first came out. It's, like you said, built for one reason. I deer hunt. But down in southern Minnesota, up to a certain point, you can always hunt with shotguns.
Yep, there's a lot of zones like that, yeah.
Right. You know, and they're not that accurate. They're too short a barrel. And the thing is, whatever reason you want one or you don't, the people that don't want them, we have to voice our opinion.
There you go. Hey, well, Mike, I do appreciate your Pat. I mean, I appreciate your chiming in this afternoon with us here at WCCO. So thank you for that. So more of your text messages. And yes, he did say that Walt guy is brain dead. They're not automatic. No, you're right. They're semi-automatic. You're right. But he's talking about a different situation. This is why I didn't really want him to go into his World War II uncle story, because I want to try to keep this apples to apples here as we are making these comparisons. Another text says, I wish that there was a way that every high school student had to watch a funeral of a child killed in a mass shooting. If it just reached a handful of people to not think it's cool, then that's a win. That from Barb. Another text here taking this. Well, this person's got it simplified. If gun control worked, Chicago would be Mayberry, USA. Thanks, Ron. I don't know why this is so complicated. Ron has it figured out. There is no Second Amendment pathway. I don't know. I do go back to this every now and then because it catches my attention, and I do check in reading The Onion, the satirical publication. But they use the same headline after every mass shooting. And it says, there's no way we can prevent this, says the only country where this happens regularly. So, sadly, there's no way to prevent it. That's what this is. So, anyway, 651-461-9226. And a text here says, please do not assume that all pro-lifers also support the use of semi-automatic rifles. Yeah, I think that was a broad assumption, and we want to try to avoid something like that. So, for everybody who has texted in and called in, I just wanted to try to keep it in that vein, in that line of thinking, whether or not the idea, as Kim Fanti said, I hope I'm saying that correctly, as she said that at first she was mortified at the publication of those images, absolutely mortified, but then she came to realize, Why not show that? So here's a text that says, gun control doesn't work in Chicago because guns can be brought in from outside with no problem. Well, we can go over all of this, but I'm not talking about that here now. I'm talking about the images of this. And that's what I wanted to get your take on. This is what happens whenever anybody mentions the G word, that everybody has. They go to their corners, they take their stance, and there's none shall meet. That's why I didn't want to talk about that part of the problem. I wanted to talk more about, let's show the images. If you told me that you were going to show me the images, I wouldn't look. I'd look away. But I don't need to be made aware. I don't decide any gun laws in this country. So thanks everybody who did weigh in and share your opinions and your texts. I can't always get to all of them. So again, as I said, reading texts, I don't always get the I don't always get the tone or the tenor of what it is you're implying. Or what it is you want to say. This is why, I mean, it's a talk show. It's not a read the text show, but I guess it becomes that way if that's more convenient. So thanks, everybody, though. I appreciate it. It's 4:45. We'll take a timeout, come back with some more here. Oh, I know what's going to happen here. Mike Mack's going to join me. We're going to talk about a couple of things, including that dynamic start to the Twins game last night. Whoopsie. We'll be right back. News Talk 830 WCCO. What's that? Maxie.
Come on, man.
You know, the only reason they called me, because apparently they exhausted every other possibility.
Come on now.
It's like, how did you end up in the radio? Well, you ran out of choices.
I always say, I put my name on the sign-up sheet. Yeah. Part of the potluck we had.
What are you bringing? Bringing White Castles again. So, so anyway, the only reason I agreed to do this is because they said, well, Mike Max checks in the afternoon for a bit. So it's like,
yes.
Well, I'll be on that. I'll be on that like a northern on a minnow then.
Man, I've been too long since I've seen you in person. How are you?
I'm grand. I'm just absolutely great. I could not be better.
Really?
So I'm serious. It's a heart attack here. So I am a happy individual. Everything is going as it should. And when we're not talking on the air, I'll tell you about some of those things that are going in that direction, Maxie.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay.
We'll save some of that for you here. Hey, so last night I'm listening in, to the Twins game. And never in history, I don't know how long the Yankees have been around, but it's a while.
More than 100 years. Yep.
Is that? Yeah. It's not exactly an expansion team. So, never in their history have the first three batters hit home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, this is great.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? You know, the night before, their bullpen was unbeatable. The Twins' bullpen was unbeatable.
Yeah.
And what happens? Do they run out of arms, Maxie? What happens?
I'll tell you a couple things. First of all, and they did it off of Gerrit Cole, you know, a Cy Young candidate for, I mean, one of the best in the business is who they hit the three runs off of. Maybe they'd see them by game three. Yeah. They get gave up top five total in 2 1/3 innings. So maybe they had seen him enough times, but you know, it was also that they got themselves into a situation where they were in the game the night before they were out of it. And then they got really patient at the plate. And they are some, you know, the Yankees play the longest games in Major League Baseball. And one of the reasons they play the longest games is their hitters are so patient and they take so long. And they're not going to, you know, you can think, you go, oh boy, I'll just nibble. Nope, they're not going to swing at it unless it's a strike. And if you walk them, they go fine. Whether that's Judge or Stanton or Rizzo, they'll take the base on balls and make you pitch to the next guy. And then after they get the walk, John, then they you know, these guys got like 16 pieces of equipment they got to take off. So they take off, you know, this and the shin guard, and the gloves, and they do it kind of on purpose because they want you to think even a little bit longer, you know. So they take all that stuff off, and then they jaunt down to first base, and they remind you that they're on first base, and you need to be scared. and it works, you know. And Aaron Hicks, who, you know, left the Twins a long time ago to play for the Yankees, is still there, and he had a home run and a base hit to give him the lead, and he did some good things. But yeah, so I don't know, to answer your question, I don't know if it's because they had seen them that much or if it was a close enough game that they decided to be patient as opposed to saying, hey, this one's over, because they were out of it the night before rather early.
Yeah, yeah. 7-4 or 7-3 is not out of it. So
not that maybe, early in the game for the Yankees against the Twins.
No, so you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance, man.
Yeah, one of those situations like that. Hey, what have you got coming up? What are you up to, by the way?
Lots of stuff going on right now. The high school tournaments are in full swing today. State softball, state track. Next week, state baseball, state golf. The Vikings finished their mini camp. The Lynx play tonight against Washington. They've been in a world of hurt. I don't know what they're thinking when they put this team together, but it's not very good. And then Sylvia Fowles is out now with a bad
knee. Oh, boy, that's what they need.
Yeah, Dontas is coming back, so that's the good news. But they play Washington tonight. The Timberwolves are preparing for the draft for their new guy, Tim Connelly, in charge. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on. I had a nice visit with Alex Rodriguez last week about the Yankees and the Timberwolves.
We'll get some of that coming up, too, then.
A lot of fun stuff going on right now.
All right, Mike Max on sports, I should mention, brought to you by John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Hey, so good to chat with you. Let's make a point of chatting soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.